We're back on Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, I woke up this morning reading the newspaper, and, well, I've seen the Harlem Globetrotters, I've seen the Chicago Bulls, I've seen them on the same floor, just not at the same time. And here the Globetrotters apparently have written a letter to the commissioner of the NBA saying that they want to be an NBA team. Abra Berkley joins us now. She's Abe Saperstein's granddaughter. Of course, Saperstein is the creator of the Harlem Globetrotters, and she works as a consultant for the team now. Abra, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I could talk to you for hours, I believe. But tell me about how serious this play is from the Globetrotters to actually join the NBA.
Well, you know, I think it's really interesting. I think it's a great conversation. You know, to have. I mean, the Globetrotters have been an integral part of the NBA, and actually it was the Globetrotters that were up and going way before the NBA. I'm sure you know, but maybe your listeners don't know, but in 1949, the Globetrotters were the world champions. They beat the Minneapolis Lakers. There's George Mikan, the 6'10 giant.
Wasn't he from Loyola, Abra? I think he was from Loyola, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yes, I think so, too. So, you know, they, you know, this is not something new to them, being the world champions. So, you know, this is, you know, something to really think about. The Globetrotters have been, like I said, the integral part of the NBA, but they have introduced the three-point shot. They help break the color barriers with Sweetwater Clifton. My grandfather owned the Philadelphia Warriors with Wilt Chamberlain. So, you know, this is not really a new concept.
Well, okay, but I understand the great contribution in the fact that the black players with the Globetrotters helped pave the way for black players in the NBA, and we're some of the first. I mean, the beating George Mikan, I mean, that was 72 years ago. It seems like the shows that they put on, as talented as the players are, aren't quite at the same game. And I don't even mean at the skill level. It's just a different sort of game than the NBA. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like it's a real thing. But I know you've been talking to the president of the Globetrotters. Do they really think they have a shot at this?
Yes, I actually spoke to Jeff twice today, Jeff Munn. Today, and he's very excited about it. He thinks this is, you know, this is the path. I think, you know, we have the Clippers and the Lakers sharing a stadium, but, you know, maybe the Bulls and the Globetrotters will. I mean, the Globetrotters are from Chicago.
Right.
That, you know, could be something really fun. I think it is something, you know, really to be considered. And, you know, when you're talking about the Globetrotters and their showmanship. You know, people know the Globetrotters. I mean, originally they had started out as solid just basketball players. The tricks and things were brought in for many different reasons. For example, when they originally started in 1927, January 7th, 1927, in Hinckley, Illinois, they actually on my sister's birthday, but she was born like 40 years later.
Did you have to say that in case she was listening?
She is listening, and of course I had to say that.
Uh-huh.
And when they had started, they started out, you know, straight basketball. And because there were only five players and my grandfather and the car, they needed to give the guys a rest. So my grandfather came up with the concept of the magic circle. So one guy could stand solitaire while the other guys ran around.
Hmm.
And it would give that one guy a rest, and then they would switch off. And also they were beating the other white teams that were coming, you know, to play with them. They weren't going to be invited back if the score was so lopsided.
Right.
So by adding that in is how all that originated. You know, there's a lot of great athletes on the Globetrotters
today.
Oh,
no doubt.
I mean, these guys are straight basketball players. They come to the Globetrotters and they learn the other things that make the Globetrotters what they are, making the families laugh. I just was speaking to a gentleman today who's in his mid-70s who's like, I can't tell you if I had just a penny for every time I've heard this. he said, you know, oh, I remember going with my father or my uncle, and I went when I was young. And people can visualize when they go to the Globetrotters.
Abra, a couple of things. First, I misspoke. Or I did misspeak. I was wrong. George Mikan played for DePaul, not Loyola, earlier. I led you astray there. Neither of my daughters is a particularly big basketball fan, but I brought them to see the Globetrotters when they were much younger, and they still talk about it. I mean, they truly are ambassadors for the game. And if it takes, you know, if the Globetrotters make it into the NBA, it would be kind of fun to see someone throw a bucket of graffiti at LeBron James. I think that'd be pretty cool. So where does this go next?
Well, I think Jeff is, you know, going to wait to hear Jack Munn, the president of with the Globetrotters. I think he's going to wait to, you know, the ball is in the NBA's court, and kind of see where it goes. I think, you know, I think what Jeff's letter meant was for it was a good starting point of a conversation.
Well, I look forward to. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I look forward to see how it works out. Can we pick your brain again once it moves further?
Sure, you sure can.
Abra Berkley, Abe Saperstein's granddaughter, and still in consultation with the Harlem Globetrotters. Great to talk to you, Abra. Thanks so much.
Great talking to you, Steve.
You're listening to the Afternoon News. Okay, we are going to... Oh, are you a woman of a certain age and getting... well, you're warmer than you'd like at night? There are pajamas for that. We're going to kick that around after the news. The news coming up from Lauren Lapka.